Hi, people. Welcome to me rambling, because I have nothing really to talk about, and if you guys know, I just feel like rambling about random stuff today. So, this is just gonna be me talking about random stuff. So, people always ask me, outside of, like, YouTube and a bunch of other stuff, like, people always wanted to ask me, how did you start your YouTube career? And I say, well, this is how I started, right? And it's like, okay, I started in 2017, right? I make YouTube videos based off video game music, because that's what I enjoy making the most, and, you know, like, not other people like to ramble on about, you know, just stuff like that. So, being a person who owns the rights to stuff like this, it was like, okay, so, like, what happens if you have to start from scratch? Which, technically, I did start from scratch, if you all know. I did start from scratch. I'm the same person who owns the rights to the Melvin Games Life 2 YouTube channel. My second channel doesn't have that many subscribers as my main channel, because my main channel I had since 2017, and my second channel I'd started, like, January of this year. So, you might say, okay, then if you started January of this year, you planned all this. I'm like, no, I didn't plan all this, because I made the second channel just in case, you know, stuff like this happened. So, it was a good thing that I made a second channel that I honestly own the rights to. Am I still mad that I don't have the rights to my main channel? Yes, because I own the rights to whatever I worked on, and, you know, I own the rights to the 100,000s of videos I worked on. And you might say, oh, do you have a backed up all in your hard drive or whatever you use or whatever you, you know, like, make videos on? And I'm like, no, I don't back it up on any drive. And people always say, then why don't you back it up in a flash drive? And I'm like, well, because I don't have a flash drive to back up my files and videos and whatever I work on, because it just makes the work more tedious. And they might say, well, that's true, but, you know, it could save you a lot of time. And I'm like, yeah, it can save me a lot of time, but at the same time, it's just, I don't know. But, like, normally, when I'm rambling on about videos and stuff, it's like, okay, you want to keep making videos? Sure. Keep going, you know, like, you enjoy making YouTube videos. By the way, I took a break from YouTube for, like, a week because I felt burnt out. You might say, okay, then why didn't you take a break for a month, like you said? Which I honestly did take a break for, like, a month anyway. But, well, it wasn't really a month. I just took, like, a small break because I just needed a break. But what I'm trying to say is that, like, whatever people work on, right? Like whatever people want to, you know, work on between YouTube videos and a bunch of, like, other stuff on the internet, you might say, okay, you know, I enjoy making these videos. I enjoy making whatever all this is. And you might say, yeah, I do enjoy making the same thing. You know, it just makes my life way easier. It makes everything, like, you know, like, completely relevant, because, you know, it does make everything completely relevant. So, like, if people want to say, okay, then if you want to keep making YouTube videos based off of video game music, then, you know, not a lot of people are interested in videos of video game music. You might say, okay, then how many other YouTubers in the world make videos on video game music and gets thousands and thousands of thousands of views? Because the video game music has to be relevant at the time that you post that video. So, like, the Super Smash Bros. Series is always relevant because it's the Smash Bros. Series. You know, if Xenoblade Chronicles 2 was out, like, if it was coming out from a week from now, let's just say it was coming out from a week from now, and, you know, someone makes a soundtrack video based off Xenoblade Chronicles 2, of course people are going to watch that soundtrack video, because that song hasn't been released yet in the soundtrack. Well, you know, people enjoy that song, and, you know, people like Xenoblade Chronicles 2. But, like, if you want to stay relevant as a YouTuber, then you gotta start making content and what people enjoy and what people are talking about now. Like, Fortnite was good back in the day because Fortnite was relevant. You know, like, people loved Fortnite. Same thing with the Tamodachi Life, you know, videos. Because of Vine Sauce, or whatever YouTubers made Tomodachi Life videos back when Tomodachi Life was still popular, you know, people actually got, you know, rights to this game. People actually enjoyed that. Like, you know, if people like the soundtrack or people like, you know, specific pieces of content, you know, it's fun, at least between pieces of content. So, of course, you know, like, it's fun, people enjoy stuff like this, but if, you know, if more people want to stay relevant on YouTube, or, like, on Spotify, or, like, on, like, with Spotify, it's something different. Like, with music, it's something different. If you want to stay relevant on, like, music stuff, then your music has to be different than other artists. Yeah, other artists, like, technically artists, you know, do the same music as another artist, but, like, they have their own twist on it. Like, you know, musicians have a same song, but other twist to it. So, that's just me. But, like, with YouTube, you know, stuff has to be relevant. Like that's what I always say. Now, normally, like, between me and staying relevant, like, I'm pretty sure, like, my main channel is relevant while my second channel isn't relevant. Yeah, I'm still surprised people are, like, subscribing to my main channel when I don't own the rights when I lost the password to it. Yeah, I'm happy that people are discovering my videos, because I love working on video game music. Well, I'm not the one who makes the music, I'm the one who, like, showcases it on my own special way. Same thing with the Smash Bros. Soundtrack videos that I make, is that, like, I take my own twist on it. So, like, I make it look like someone's actually playing the game. So, between soundtrack videos, I make it look like someone's playing the exact game. So, like, for Xenoblade, I might add some like, the sound effects from, like, a specific battle, or some character lines and stuff. You know, it makes it sound like you're actually a part of the video. Like, it, that's my own take on videos. So, like, if people want to stay relevant, then sure, you know, you can stay relevant on YouTube and whatever. So, that's it. Thank you guys so much for listening and rambling and listening to my random conversation. And I'll see you all in the next episode. Goodbye.